The black and white photos from the early days of the American West often fail to capture the diversity of the people who came here. Chinese migrants helped build the railroads and were big in gold mining. Basque people from Spain became known for sheep herding. The first Filipino cannery workers arrived around the turn of the last century, and now archaeologists are on the surprising trail of Japanese families who lived in a now vanished lumber company town. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports from near Prairie City in eastern Oregon on how our origin stories are expanding.
Chelsea Rose directs an archaeology lab at Southern Oregon University. One of her favorite research targets is uncovering overlooked contributors to the early development of the Northwest. In her team's latest project, they're literally digging into timber history.
The story of logging is like a white man's narrative, you know? So you not only don't see Japanese, Chinese, all the other folks that are working on these kind of operations, but you also don't see families. You don't see the women and children.
Which brings us to the ruins of the former Baker White Pine Mill and the company town that once surrounded it in the woods of rural Grant County, Oregon, roughly a century ago. A forest of spindly pine trees has regrown on the property, but sharp eyes and metal detectors help Rose and a team of professional archaeologists and volunteers identify spots to dig where workers' homes might have been.
It looks like it's probably like a plate or something because it's got the rims.
The scene has all the hallmarks you might associate with archaeology. There are grid markers, shallow square pits in the ground, people wielding trowels, brushes, buckets, and sifting trays.
Yep, currently screening it and digging it.
Fresh artifacts, hot off the ground.
I've got wire nails, some different ceramics with patterns on them, aqua glass.
The researchers, such as Katie Johnson there, need only scrape down a few inches before they start turning up remnants of domestic life. The bounty includes lots of shards of Western-style export Japanese porcelain, some with distinctive dragon and cloud motifs.
We are on an industrial site, and we're finding doll arms and marbles and tea sets. And, you know, that really brings home this idea that families were part of these early industries in these remote areas, and we need to broaden our understanding of what that looks like.
The sawmill ruin and vanished company town are an unmarked Forest Service site now. Blue Mountain Ranger District archaeologist Katie Withy says the Forest Service might eventually install interpretive signs or add the site to an auto tour. When Withy was growing up in eastern Oregon, she says she had no idea Japanese workers a century ago built railroad spurs, cooked in logging camps, and hired on with area mills.
But I mean, it makes sense once you look at the census records, right? But that definitely wasn't something we were highlighting in, you know, eighth grade history, probably.
Records from early 20th century censuses include the names of dozens of immigrants and Japanese American families who lived in the township around the Baker White Pine Mill. They weren't farmers, that being a common assumption, and often a correct presumption of what this group did a century ago.
This is so cool. This is like
the info coming out of the archaeological dig was sufficiently exciting and novel to entice Japanese American Museum of Oregon Interim Deputy Director Mark Takiguchi to drive all the way from Portland to observe.
I'm really interested personally in finding out where they went. Like, what was the next chapters after this chapter closed? Where in Oregon or Idaho did they travel? What were the stories? And so I think we have some really exciting potential leads of living people that we can pursue.
Those would be descendants, probably three generations removed from the names on the old census rolls.
So we're going to bring back, I think, some really exciting stories to our community.
The genealogical sleuthing will happen simultaneously with the examination of thousands of artifacts collected from the lumber mill dig. The physical items were hauled back to the lab at Southern Oregon University in Ashland. So far, the researchers have been unable to link any artifacts or specific home sites to identifiable families. I'm Tom Bonsi on the Malheur National Forest outside Prairie City, Oregon.